Well, good evening, everybody. Happy Wednesday night, April 6th. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Imperium. And my goodness, we got people calling in from all over the United States and Canada, as we normally do every Wednesday night. And I need to make sure those beeps go off. I don't know why they're not off. For some reason, those beeps don't want to go off. We got too many people coming in and canceling out our conference line. So I'll figure that out here in a second. But I just want to let everybody know that tonight's call is going to be a really great one. David Sandoval is going to be talking about the most efficient delivery of organic ingredients ever. He's going to be talking, of course, about Purium and how we take the products from farm to family. It's going to be a lot of fun. And as I said earlier, we're going to also be giving away a convention ticket as well. So it's always a pleasure that we have our owner and founder, the author of the Green Foods Bible, here every Wednesday night. I'm glad that you're listening to really what is the Purium Lifestyle Radio Talk Show. And I'm going to turn the call over to our owner and founder, David Sandoval.
Awesome. Well, thank you, David Litt. And I want to thank everybody. I just checked. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on the call. And that's good, because tonight's a really, actually a pretty important call, I believe. Tonight's a very important show, if you want to call it that, because we want to, in many ways, we want to, you know, entertain you with this call. But the type of entertainment I like is edutainment. That's like education and entertainment combined. And so I want to start out by asking David Litt to remind all of you what our monthly special is, because this is one of the most ancient herbs known, and actually was the favorite herb of the father of medicine, Hippocrates. And so, David Litt, would you like to let everybody know about this month's special, just to get the show started?
Sure. Sure, absolutely. We got a 40X aloe vera on special, buy three, get one free. So our Purium Lifestyle Club members, for four bottles of aloe, only pay $67. And with the 40X, you know, the 40 times concentration, I mean, it's bottles and bottles and bottles and bottles of grocery store stuff. And it's a great product. It's a product that we use at our home. It's the product that when I owned a spa, and I carry the Purium products, we use quite regularly, so it's one of my favorites. I love this 40X aloe product. It's on sale. Buy three, get one free.
Awesome. And just, you know, just on the math on that, if you're a Purium Lifestyle Club member and you're already getting 30% off, that's, and then you're going to get essentially another 25% off by when you buy three, you get one free. That's a very serious discount, and I think you're going to like the product. But that's not my job. My job is to educate you about this. Now, aloe vera is, again, was the favorite herb of Hippocrates, and Hippocrates called it the potted physician. Now, that has nothing to do with Colorado. The potted physician is the name of a houseplant that you could grow in a pot, and it would be like a doctor in your house, and that's what he called aloe vera, a doctor in your house. It's pretty important. And it was a daily tonic. You drank it daily. And, of course, now we know that it alkalizes, and it's an amazing internal healer, and that it stabilizes blood glucose, and it does all these amazing things. But he discovered it 2,000 years ago. It originated in Africa. And we only use aloe vera barbadensis miller. There's over 1,000 varieties of aloe, and there's six very valuable polysaccharides that could be found in aloe, but only one aloe plant produces all six of those amazing polysaccharides in a single variety, and that is aloe vera barbadensis miller. Ours is grown organically to maturity and is concentrated to remove the water so that you don't have to ship. Now remember this, you don't have to ship massive amounts of water around the globe at a huge carbon footprint. So remember our special aloe vera, and here's one of the things I want you to do. I want everyone to take advantage of this special, and the next time you're feeling a little gastrointestinal distress, the next time you're feeling a little bit gassy, the next time you would have reached for an Alka-Seltzer or some type of an antacid, the next time that you've got a mouth sore that is hurting you or gums that are bleeding, I'm telling you, you swish this around your mouth, swallow it, and within minutes you're going to be feeling relief like you've never felt before. This is one of nature's true gifts. We're not allowed to say miracle, so we'll say gift. One of nature's true gifts, and I know you're going to love it. Just a little squirt will do you, our aloe vera 40X. Now, guess what? There is an election going on, and we wonder whether our votes count. So I promised everybody in my Facebook post that on tonight's call, in addition to telling you about the most efficient delivery system of organic food in the history of the world, that's right, I'm going to explain exactly what I mean by that. But before we get into that, there's a couple of things. One, I'm going to tell you about this whole voting thing that I like to, this empowerment that I want to encourage. And number two, I want to give away some tickets to convention in that order, and then we're going to talk about tonight's subject du jour. Now, we've heard a lot of things thrown around, and I'm going to go through them very quickly. I'm listening to the things, and I'm hearing about wage inequality. That means that, you know, wage inequality, that's when there's just not a lot of people making, underemployment. Underemployment is when people are employed, but they're not making enough money to actually have a life that's fulfilling to them or to pay their bills or to get ahead. Now, underemployment happens when people aren't earning enough money and they can't get a second job or their first job doesn't pay enough. Well, guess what? Many, many, many people have used Perium to first simply add to their basic income so they'll not be underemployed any longer, and ultimately replaced their primary income and did not need a second job at all. So we're all about dealing with underemployment. But as I said earlier, what about wage inequality? Well, guess what? We never ask how old you are, as long as you're 18, what race you are, what your gender is, or your age. So there is not age, gender, or racial wage discrimination going on. There is no wage inequality going on at Perium. What about the glass ceiling? Well, we know the glass ceiling is when women simply cannot earn a significant amount of money because there's a ceiling on how much they're paid. Once again, at Perium, our top earners, that's right, are typically the women of the house. What about a healthcare plan? You hear a lot about Obamacare, it's going to be abolished and all of that. Well, that's okay. That won't bother me at all as long as we have something to replace it called Perium Healthcare. That means people are responsible for taking care of their own health by eating healthy, drinking healthy, and living healthy so that when they do need a doctor, and that does happen, that there'll be more doctors available and that they'll be able to get better service at a lower price. Because when there's more doctors than patients, then the doctors will begin to do a better job at a lower price. When there's more patients than doctors, you know what happens then. The prices go up and the quality goes down. We have that in our hands. What about Social Security? Well, guess what? Long-term residual income is usually what you get when you buy stocks or when you invest in a 401k or something like that. But guess what? Residual income comes from being a successful network marketer. Successful network marketers experience residual income at a rather astounding rate. And then the last thing is, you know, we've got this import-export inequality. We have this, and if we get Perium rocking and rolling, guess what? We're going to export Perium to every country around the planet and thus deal with that imbalance in trade that the U.S. has. So we have got a platform. It's the Perium platform, and you just heard it there. Now, as promised, I want to tell you, this is very simple, how to make the most important vote of your life. Is it voting Democratic? Is it voting Republican? Is it voting Libertarian? No, it's voting with your dollars. And you've heard me say this before, or maybe you haven't, but we have the most powerful vote in history because all the billionaires put together could only buy so much food. All the billionaires put together could only buy so much of anything. We, as the consumers, hold all of the power to change the world simply by saying no, by understanding that every time we spend a single dollar, that we are voting or empowering something to get bigger and stronger. And when we vote for things that we love, like organic food and pure things and natural things, then we are going to have more of those. Whatever you spend your money on, there's going to be more of in the world because of you. And so the most powerful vote that you could make, the way to vote against GMOs is to buy organic. The way to vote against air pollution is to lower your carbon footprint. See, we have the ability to vote every single day, 100 times a day, 1,000 times a day, if we so desire, when we reach our hand into our pocket, when we get our wallet, when we grab our credit card, whatever it might be. So how do you vote? Ask yourself every single day, the next time you spend a dollar, I'm serious about this, ask yourself, what are you voting for? What are you making stronger? And then I know you'll start to make so much better decisions, so many more conscious decisions. And speaking of voting and speaking of winners, we've got a winner to announce right now. I want to invite David Litt. We're halfway through our show, and in the second half, as promised, we're going to focus on the most efficient delivery of food, organic food, superfood, in history, in the history of this planet. And yes, indeed, you might have already heard, we're talking about Purium, now and in the future. So, David Litt, take it away.
Well, that was a great segue, Dave, and I like your political platform. I really appreciate how you tied that into current events. That was awesome. So, as you said, every Wednesday night we give away a convention ticket, and tonight's winner, all you need to do is hit star 6 if you hear your name. Tonight's winner is from Oregon. She's a builder from Oregon, and her name is Marissa Seidel. Marissa Seidel.
Seidel
from Oregon.
I'm here. Yay!
All right. Yay!
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Cool.
I feel really thankful.
All right. Going to convention for free all the way from Oregon. Thanks for making the commitment to being there.
Thank you, you guys. I'm so excited. I'm so happy to be with Purium and share. Thank you.
All right, cool. Well, there you go. Another thankful winner, Dave. I'm going to turn the call back over to you so you can talk about the efficient delivery of organic nutrients. Dave, you on the line?
You know, we can't let you off that easy, David Litt. We've got a national convention coming up in Orlando in 120 days, okay? And, of course, we're very happy for the winners. That's awesome. But what we really want is to know, is for you guys to know, that we've got some very, very cool stuff that we're going to be introducing at convention. There's going to be one-time opportunities that you have to be at convention to take advantage of. And I can't say anything more than that. That having been said, one of the things that we promised at last year's convention, okay, at last year's convention. Oh, by the way, David Lake, could you give us an update? We are over 500 tickets sold for convention already. Am I right, David?
Yeah, absolutely. We're 550 and counting. So heading toward 1,000 pretty quick.
And so our goal is to get 1,000. If we only have 900, it's going to be the most fun 900 people have ever had in their lives, okay? So it doesn't matter the number. It's not how many. It's the fun that we're going to have. And trust me, whether it's a 900 or 1,100, we are ready for you. Here's the bottom line. Last year at convention, we made some promises, and I love to make promises because it gives me an agenda to hold to. It gives me a goal to shoot for. Now, the promise we made is that we were going to become the most efficient delivery system of food on the planet. And I want to explain to you why we're already 99% there, and at convention, we are going to close the door on that. So first of all, you have to understand the whole process of what it takes to get food to your body. So in order for food to be grown in the ground and delivered through our current system, that means, and I'm going to take you back to history all the way to the garden, don't worry, but not the garden, but to your garden. we're going to go and we're going to track an acre of broccoli. There's an acre of broccoli growing, and in an acre of broccoli, you could get about 3,000 pounds of broccoli to grow on an acre. And out of that, you're going to get about 2,700 or 900 pounds that you're going to get to sell because it's not overripe or underripe. So you're going to sell that prime 90%. It's going to go on to refrigerated trucks, about 10 of them, and be taken semis, burning diesel, rolling down the highway to a warehouse where it's going to be trimmed and boxed and sent to the grocery stores. That warehouse is refrigerated. A lot of water is used in the washing of it. And then it's shipped on more refrigerated trucks to a refrigerated store where it goes to the refrigerated section, at least the cooled section for vegetables, where water, more water is used to keep it moist and looking fresh. All this time, nutrients are being depleted by oxygen and sun and moisture. Now, by the time you buy it, you're going to go and drive in your refrigerated car to the refrigerated grocery store, to the refrigerator section. Then you're going to bring it home and put it in your refrigerator. And after you do that, you're going to turn on the stove and you're going to boil some water using more carbon, just like the carbon that was used in your air-conditioned car, your air-conditioned home, the air-conditioned store, the air-conditioned warehouse, the and the refrigerated section. All of that was burning carbon from the trucks that brought it from the field. And by the time you take it from the drawer in your refrigerator and put it into that boiling water and put it on the plate, do you know how many calories, excuse me, how many nutrients that originally came from the soil, from that original 3,000 pounds of broccoli that grew from the soil and had 3,000 pounds of raw, pure broccoli nutrients. Do you know how many of those nutrients eventually get into the cells of humans to nourish them? Because not everything you cook is eaten. Not everything you buy is cooked. Not everything they sell is bought. You see, there's shrinkage along the whole way. Not all the broccoli they put out gets bought, so they throw some away. Not all the broccoli they put on trucks gets sold because it didn't look good enough. It gets thrown away. And so the bottom line is that the amount of nutrients from the soil is probably about 10% if we're being very generous. And the amount of carbon, the diesel fuel, and the electricity that was used to transport it and to keep it refrigerated is insane. Do you get that? That nutrients delivered to humans and the cost of the carbon fuel that allowed that to happen is a huge, huge cost. When we talk about calories to nutrients and we go, oh my God, you want to avoid foods that have tons of calories but very few nutrients? Well, this is a carbon to nutrient ratio. You know that we give you super high nutrient foods and super low calories, but now we're giving you super high nutrients and super low carbon. And that's pretty cool too. Now here's what I mean. That same acre of broccoli, we're going to harvest all 3,000 pounds because if it's a little bit young or a little bit old, meaning totally ripe, which they can't sell at the store because it won't take time to transport, it'll rot in the meantime. We could take everything that's ripe and everything that's not quite ripe. We take all 3,000 pounds. We then eliminate the moisture and some of the fiber. And that reduces that 3,000 pounds to 300 pounds or even 200 pounds. That 200 pounds is dry and stable and is transportable in a single truck, not a couple of semis. In addition to that, we are not going to worry about all the delivery chain. It's going to get delivered directly to you after we dry it and bottle it. We're going to deliver it to you from the most efficient delivery system in history, which is FedEx and UPS, which stop at dozens of places every mile, as opposed to us driving to the grocery store and driving home, and all those trucks moving all over. And so then when it gets to your door, the amount of carbon that has been spent to deliver the nutrients that originally came from that 1 acre of soil is actually rather, rather remarkable. The nutrients to carbon ratio is amazing. And now when you compare that to the almost criminal nutrient to carbon expenditure rating, and if you don't know, a carbon expenditure rating means how much energy in fossil fuels that's harming our environment is being used in order to produce that good or service. And so our individual carbon footprint is how much we use in order to live, how much carbon is spent in order so that we could survive. And our ability to lower our carbon footprint is seen as a vitally important marker of whether we are going to survive as a species, as on Earth. Whether you believe in global warming or any of that, you have to believe that the overconsumption and the overuse of our resources is ultimately going to be potentially our ruination. Now here comes the coup de grace, the cherry on top, because as you know, once I deliver that product to you, it is in a container, a tub, a package. And there's a plastic lid and a plastic bottle and a plastic scoop. And there's no avoiding that. There really isn't. But now we are figuring out a way that we can. You see, we've actually contributed to and encouraged the development of a biodegradable, non-GMO, again, certified biodegradable, non-GMO, and compostable plastic. I didn't like to call it plastic, a plastic-like substance made from hemp and bamboo and plant resin and things like that. And it's amazing. And we are currently, literally this week, in research and development, putting our products into this material. And we're starting time date testing. And we're starting biodegradable testing. And we're going to be certified to have, again, the most efficient delivery system of food, because now, when you're done in the future, not immediately, but in the very near future, you'll be able to receive your products in biodegradable packaging. And when that packaging, let's say that you're done with your bag of Purium, you've emptied it into a nice, beautiful glass container that's perfectly sealed and beautiful and embossed. You just have your refillable, biodegradable bag that you received from Purium, the most efficient delivery system of food. And you've got this permanent, super durable, container that you empty it into. And then you take that refill bag that we sent you and you fill it with dirt and you plant some seeds and you put water on it, and you'll literally be able to see that bag decompose in front of your eyes within 6 months. So it's an amazing, amazing, amazing completion of this circle. I was at you might have seen, I went to the Serenity Festival, this amazing festival of uplifting music and amazing people. And I said something to people and they didn't understand. When I met them, I said, okay, well, I'll see you around the circle. And I said that to a bunch of people. And then someone came back to me later and they said, I don't understand. What do you mean the circle? What circle? Like a drum circle? And I said, no, the circle of life, because that's just the way it works. And so that circle of life, we want to complete it. We want to take the food from the soil and we want it to return to the soil. Even the bag that we deliver it in, we want to have come from the soil and go back to the soil. And in this way, we have created the most efficient delivery system of organic food in the history of the world. Now, somebody said, what about my backyard garden? I've got no problem with that. if you look at how many hours you have to work to earn the money it takes to buy your Purium, and then you look at how many hours you would have to work to grow your backyard garden, and then look at how many of the nutrients from your backyard garden get into your body. I grow tomatoes, and less than half of the tomatoes I grow ever are eaten. I grow kale and rhubarb and collards, and half of what I grow actually gets consumed because it grows so fast, and I just can't eat it that fast. I can't give it away that fast. And so when I talk about efficiency, I also mean efficiency of the earth. Like, what are we taking out of the earth and actually delivering to our bodies? So in that way, acre for acre, the way that I grow food, it's far more efficient than a backyard garden, even though I prefer the backyard garden. Don't get me wrong. I'm building an amazing food forest at the Native Springs Oasis as we speak. And when people come to visit the Native Springs Oasis, they won't even recognize it if they've ever been there before. They will be blown away if it's their first time, because I am literally creating a food forest, a food amoeba that will grow bigger and stronger every year and deliver unbelievable amounts of food to me and my community and my guests for years to come.